हरे कृष्ण। गाय गोरचन जीवे थोरे हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे। गाय गोरचन हरे कृष्णा हरे। गाय गोरचन जीवे थोरे हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे। हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे। एक बार बोल रसना उच्च स्वरे हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे। एक बार बोल रसना हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नंदेरा नंदन यशोदा जीवन श्री राधा रमन प्रेम भरे। नंदेरा नंदन राधा रमन नंदेरा नंदन यशोदा जीवन श्री राधा रमन प्रेम भरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम राम। श्री मधुसूदन गोपी प्राणधन मुरली वदन नृत्य करे। मुरली वदन श्री मधुसूदन गोपी प्राणधन मुरली वदन नृत्य करे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा अघनिसूदन पुतनाघातन ब्रह्म विमोहन ऊर्ध्व करे। அகணேசுதன் புத்தராகாத்த பிரம்மாவே மோகன் ஊர்த்வக்கரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே ஜய ஜய ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய ஜய நித்யானந்த ஜய அத்வைத சந்திர ஜய கௌர பக்த பிருந்த ஜய ஜய ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய ஜய நித்யானந்த ஜய அத்வைத சந்திர ஜய கௌர பக்த பிருந்த ஜய அத்வைத சந்திர ஜய ஜய ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய ஜய நித்யானந்த ஜய அத்வைத சந்திர ஜய கௌர பக்த பிருந்த ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ பஞ்சதத்துவ கீ ஸ்ரீ கௌர் நிதாய கீ ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ராதா விருந்தாவன் சந்திர கீ ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ ஜெகநாத் பலதேவ சுபத்ரா மாராணி கீ ஸ்ரீனிவாஸ் பாலாஜி கீ சமவேத பக்த பிருந்த கீ ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத கீ கலியுக பாவன ஹரிநாம சங்கீர்த்தன கீ ஜனாஞ்சனாக்கன்மீலித்தம் ஜேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம நமாவோம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ணப்ரிஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த ஸ்வாமினிதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சாரஸ்வதே தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரசாரிணே நிர்விசேஷூன்யவாதி பாஷாத்ய தேசதாரிணே வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஸ்ச கிருபா சிந்துப்ய ஏவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நம. ஜய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. Today morning I had to speak to Kunjaberi temple. We have a very special topic called transforming love and transforming lust into love, but in Hindi. So when you get time, you can see that there is very very beautiful commentary of Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur on lust into love, also by I think one more acharya, very beautiful thing. Maybe you could speak in English sometime. So, we are entering the new chapter today, the 10th chapter. So, 9 chapters are over. Last time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is already returning back now. From so, so now this is a very very special chapter because you will find Mahaprabhu meeting all the devotees, how he meets them. Lot of things to learn from Mahaprabhu's life. This is the one, no? Lord's return to Jagannath Puri. These are the highlights here. Okay, I'll just read out the main headings. See, the first section in this chapter is conversation between King Prataprudra and Sarvabhauma. So there you will find our Prataprudra develops firm faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu based on Sarvabhauma's great faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And very, very nice conversation between Prataprudra and Bhattacharya. Actually, in this chapter, we are just getting introduction to Prataprudra's attitude. In this chapter, here is the beginning. You get to see every word he speaks, his service attitude comes out. So for me, Prataprudra is one very, very outstanding character in these chapters. I find him very worshipable and something very, very valuable to learn from. And then the second, that is 1 to 23, and the 24 to 48, the different devotees come to meet Lord at Kashi Mishra's house. So these are different type of devotees. Like for example, some are direct servants of Jagannath. Different, almost 5-6 different, all the names are specifically mentioned. Who is doing what service for Jagannath? And when they came, how did Mahaprabhu meet them, interact with them? So, and then there are also Bengali devotees who will also come. Mahaprabhu meets them also like that. Then he will meet the devotees from Puri also. So different devotees come to meet Mahaprabhu. And then 49 to 61, Bhavananda Rai with five sons, no? So fifth son is our Ramananda Rai also. Correct, no? Four sons or five sons? Five sons. Five Pandavas. Correct, no? Five Pandavas become five sons of Bhavananda Rai. So that is another meeting. And then there is a lot, next section, 62 to 74, Lord Chaitanya rejecting Kalakrishna Das. There is some talk on that. And then 75 to 90, Kalakrishna Das engaged in some service by the devotees to go to Bengal. And then 91 to 101, some 10 verses on Paramananda Puri, arriving at Jagannath Puri too. He makes a plan to stay in Jagannath Puri only. And then 102 to 129, Swarup Damodar Goswami arriving at Jagannath Puri. Actually, when I read this chapter, I understood Swarup Damodar's very detailed things are given about him. His identity and, how he is a highly skilled scholar. And at the same time, in rasa, nobody can catch him. In tattva, in rasa, in scholarship, in singing very sweetly, reciting the verses very sweetly, being a confidential associate of Mahaprabhu. There are some 3-4 very good verses about Swarup Damodar. Very nice section. And Lord accepting Govinda as his servant on the order of his guru. And then Brahmananda Bharati's arrival at Jagannath Puri. And then Lord Chaitanya receiving Kashishwar Pandit and all of the devotees. Mahaprabhu will show 400 form to Kashishwar Pandit. You will find the... Not Kashishwar Pandit, he will show to Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra Mahaprabhu showed a 400 form to him when he returned back now. Because in his house only he stays now. What is that house? Gambira. Kashi Mishra gives his house to Mahaprabhu. On the request of the king. So, basically the whole chapter is about the Lord returning to Jagannath Puri and meeting different devotees and exchanging with different devotees. And so Mahaprabhu is dealing with the devotees and devotees dealing with Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu returns. So that, therefore here the whole chapter is about culture, of Mahaprabhu, how he meets the devotees and how the devotees meet the Lord. And what type of exchanges happen. So many good things to learn for our sadachar in our life. These are all different sections of the chapter. That's all they've given here. It goes to the 11th chapter. So let us see what Gauranga Prabhu has given. Here only headings are given in this chapter. So, chapter number 10. So,
is Lord returning to Jagannathpuri. See, Mahaprabhu is coming, everybody is coming to see, eh? Dancing with him. See, I told you? Is it visible there? Okay. See, Pratapadra, as soon as he knows Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord, he develops a desire to see him. So he is asking Bhattacharya, can I meet him? Bhattacharya says, no, he doesn't meet kings and other people. He is asking, first of all, why did you allow him to go out of Jagannathpuri? Yeah, Supreme Lord. Then there comes the independent nature of the Supreme Lord. Nobody can control him. He's Swarat. All the discussion will come there. And then Pratapadra very lovingly arranges a nice residence for the Lord by talking to Kashi Mishra. And then when the Lord returns, everybody is very eagerly receiving him. How they receive is also very special. And the Lord showing foreign form to Kashi Mishra. Yeah. And Sarvamatacharya introduces Mahaprabhu to all the Puri devotees. Because Jagannath Puri devotees are known to Sarvamatacharya very well. He is the Rajpurohit. Introduces all of them. Yeah. Okay. So, tam mande gaura jaladam svasya yo darshanamritaihi vichedavagraham lana Bhakta Shasyanya Jivayat. It's a very beautiful analogy. Here he says, Tam Mande Gaura Jaladam. I bow down to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is giving example. The devotees are like a very dry, parched paddy field, which has not even a drop of water. Why? Because they are feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can sit in a chair. Give him one chair. Huh? Compliment? You have a chair? Behind you can sit. You can sit behind there. He'll give you. See, such an analogy here. Why the land became dry? Why the devotees are compared to completely dry land? Separation. Why separation? Because he went to South India for preaching for a long period of time. So, when Mahaprabhu is returning back, now all the devotees are feeling very dried up without the juice of Mahaprabhu's association and exchanges with Mahaprabhu. So, that is, they are compared to the dry land. And then he is saying, Svasya yo darshana amritaihi. The darshana amritam means darshan is done through the eyes. As soon as the devotees saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that seeing gave them experience like what? Like the clouds that pour the water on the grains. That's why he's calling him as Jaladam. He's calling. So, he's saying that separation of Mahaprabhu is like a drought. The Lord returns presence is like a nectarian rain that falls into the grains and saves them from perishing.
This is the first explanation here.
It's a beautiful verse, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, suffering from separation is the field suffering from scarcity of rain. The devotees are the field of rains. Yeah, nectarian rain, shower, who is like a cloud. Actually, every chapter has one beautiful verse like this when you begin. So, let us go to the... Okay, here is giving some lesson. Please read this one. Is it big enough there? Big enough or should we make it bigger?
Lesson 1. In this creation, meeting and separation is inevitable. Lesson 2. Meeting with devotees inspires one in bhakti, while separation from them increases one's hankering to associate with them. Lesson 3. Feelings of separation cause pain in the heart, but when that same pain is centered around Krishna and his devotees, it purifies the heart, creates a feeling of devotion, feelings of service towards the Lord and his devotees.
Yeah. So, there are very deep lessons to be learned. See, this is told by Vasudeva and Nanda Baba also. There is one verse. when Vasudeva and Nanda Baba are meeting in Mathura, so at that time Nanda is telling Vasudeva that, you know, see, in this world we are all like straws in a river, which get separated, or like leaves in a river. You know, sometimes the leaves come together, sometimes they get separated. So our providence sometimes brings us together, sometimes we are separated. So I have my work in Nanda Gokulam, and you have here. Although we are thick friends, we are like two brothers, but we can't always be together. So the world is so created that we will be separated sometime or the other. So one lesson we can learn, very important lesson. Sometimes you have a very intimate friendship with one devotee, but he is sent to another temple. But you can't go to the temple because your service is here. Like Nanda Baba and Vasudev, they are separated. So that separation should actually enhance both their services. You know, you can call the devotee on phone, you talk to him, inspire each other to do your own service in your own service area. Get inspired and go on. Because in this world, separation is inevitable. Or sometimes, you join the ashram, another devotee also joined, both are very happy, and one wants to change ashram. And you say, why are you changing? You know, you are leaving and going. You know, you start crying sometimes. That's because he is changing, you don't want to change, you want to continue. So you are separated. When ashram changes, you are separated. When another person is sent to another geographic location, you are separated. So he is saying that when, in this way, when the separation comes, this is the second lesson, very important lesson. Meeting with devotees inspires one in bhakti, while separation from them increases one's hankering to associate with them. That means there is a big difference between material separation and spiritual separation. In material separation, people feel the homesickness and it causes intense pain and intense experience of suffering. Whereas in spiritual life, you will find the gopis are remembering Krishna more than when Krishna was personally present, it is said, in separation. Because the presence of the Lord becomes magnified a million times in his absence. Therefore, our whole Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya is all about what? What is the philosophy? Purpose is rendering devotional service, 24 hours a day, while cultivating a mood of feeling of separation from the Lord in the heart. So inside what should be there? Feeling of separation. Externally with our hands, legs, what we should do? Services. That's the goal of Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. So, if one has learned the art of, you know, relishing the Lord's association in separation, such a person will never feel bereft of the Lord's association. Like you find Akrura while going to Mathura to Vrindavan. You know, what was his consciousness? That's because he's constantly remembering Krishna. Correct, no? So, actually, for these people, separation did not choke their devotional service. Rather, it enhanced their devotional service. Like today, His Holiness Ranath Maharaj is coming tonight online to give us a talk. So, yesterday we had asked for the questions to send to Maharaj, so Maharaj will answer. So, we found that many of the devotees had one common question that, Maharaj, you know, you only come very rarely, once in 3 years or so to Pune, and we don't get your association. You know, although thank you for your videos, your lectures are there, at least your lectures are there, but you know, we are feeling completely, you know, bereft of your association. That's one group of people had asked questions. Another group of people are asking questions that, Maharaj, at least one to one, can we talk? At least, can we have one talk with you at least once? You know, except the initiation time, we are not able to talk to you one on one personally. So, many of them feel a kind of, severe pain of not getting a chance to associate with the spiritual master. Anyway, I have written that point also to Maharaj, to request him to speak on that also. So, but the point I am saying, we have to elevate ourselves spiritually in such a way that we will be able to take advantage of those spiritual personalities through their sound vibration, like we are benefiting from Prabhupada's association currently. Correct, no? From Prabhupada, that's how we are able to appreciate Prabhupada. Although we have not seen him personally, we see him through his speech and his writings. Correct, no? So therefore, he's saying, read the second lesson again.
Yesterday, Hare Krishna, related to you, this point only, that one devotee asked me, how are you able to go on like this? Because months have passed, you are not attending any program only. And you're chanting all alone, not even one round with devotees. And then he gave one example of one brahmachari, he changed ashram because of not getting association. And another brahmachari also asked, you know, what is your inspiration? And so that's telling Govani. Yeah. You know, in this contaminated condition because of so many times going to toilet and so much, I cannot touch Bhagavatam many times. Chanting I do, but mind is spaced out.
Yeah.
But because I'm hearing Guru's lecture. In fact, I thought of one analogy also, that my fly mobile, which is having loudspeaker, yes, is the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
From Guru Maharaj Vani, Guru Maharaj Vani to my ears.
Correct,
you
know? Yeah.
And that's how I get nourishment.
That's
if
true,
that yeah was not there for so long, so many
and
months.
For a child, that's only connection with the mother.
Yeah. If that was not there, I feel
yeah
I would have expired spiritually long time back.
That's a beautiful example for Vani, correct, no? Vani association. Correct. That's the second point, is making the same point. See, meeting with devotees inspires one in bhakti, while separation from devotee increases one's hankering to associate with them, like a chataka paksha or whatever. Huh? And this is the third lesson. Thank you. Okay, listen.
Feelings of separation cause pain in the heart. But when that same pain is centered around Krishna and his devotees, it purifies the heart, creates a feeling of devotion, feelings of service towards the Lord and his devotees.
Yeah. Remembering Krishna increases the feelings of devotion to him. It also purifies the heart because of his spiritual nature. Janma karma chame. Yeah. So because of Krishna's everything being divyam, the more you try to remember him in the heart and feel separation, the divyata of the Lord also purifies our heart. Yeah, and our feelings of service increases more and more. So of course the verses are going ahead here continuously. Let us read in the, we'll go to the verse. We'll recite some other verses. This you already recited. Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Okay. Go ahead. Purveyabhe Mahaprabhu Chalila Dakshine Prataparudra Raja Tabe Bolaila Sarvabhome. After Mahaprabhu went to the South India, one day King Prataparudra called for Sarvam Bhattacharya and wanted to ask him, "Dear sir, I came to know that, you know, there is a great personality called Lord Chaitanya who has come here to Jagannath Puri and you have become very close to him. Many people are talking about it and I came to know, so I wanted to know more about him from you." So he called him and asked him, "Vasite asana dila kari namaskare Mahaprabhura varta tabe puchila tahare." So he gave him a sitting place and then he received him with all respects and then he inquired about the news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Prataparudra is his follower. Whose follower? Sarvam Bhattacharya's follower, Prataparudra. He is his Guruji. So he wants to know more, that I came to know that you have been deeply inspired by Lord Chaitanya recently. I also want to know more. Shunila tomara gare yeka mahashaya Gauda Haite Aila Teho Mahakripamaya. I heard that one great Mahashaya has come to your place and he has come from Gaudadesh and he is very merciful. Isn't it? Very, very merciful. I heard about it. Tumare Bahu Kripa Kaila Kahe Sarvajana. Kripa Kari Karaha More Tahara Darshana. I heard that he showed a very special mercy on you. Please be merciful on me too. And if it pleases you, please arrange for his darshan for me. My meeting with him. Like that is praying. So which goes to show that Prataparudra is always in a mercy seeking mood. Wherever there is. So therefore, Gaudiya Vaishnavas are called as the best of the beggars in Lord's lotus feet. Beggars of mercy. Beggars of blessings, beggars of empowerment, beggars for service, beggars of love. That is Gaudiya Vaishnava is like that. The Vaishnava's heart is like that. He's always thinking, when will mercy come upon me? when I'll give up my sense gratification? When will I become more serious about spiritual life? Kabe habe bolo sejna amar. Aparada gucci shuddha name ruchi sejna. Kabe kabe habe bolo sejna amar. When will the day come? When will the day be mine? When I will give up all the offenses and chant the holy name offenselessly, purely, heartily, you know, helplessly. So, that longing is very conducive for advancement in spiritual life. That type of longing. So here he is having a longing. So he has a Vaishnava heart. So he is asking him, you have received a lot of mercy, I heard. Can you also be merciful upon me? He is asking. By arranging an interview with him. But Agaheya Shunila Sabe Satyahaya Tara Darshana Tomara Gatana Nahaya. Whatever you have heard, you have told me, that's all true. But your meeting with Lord Chaitanya is impossible. That is not possible, he said. That will not happen. That is not to happen. It's impossible, he is saying. It's very difficult to arrange, he is saying. Virakta sanyasi deho rahena nirjane. Svapneha nakarena deho raja darshane. He is saying, Mahaprabhu is in virakta, renounced order, and is very much detached from worldly affairs and all. He always stays in solitary places. And even in dreams, he doesn't grant tribute to a king. Svapneha, he is saying. What to speak of you personally wanting to meet him? So, this also teaches devotees that one should be very alert in our association. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about four types of association. Actually, he says two types of association and two types of attachments. So, one type of association, he says, is the six type of materialists. Six type of materialists is those who have no faith in God, no faith in morality, one category. Those who have faith, no faith in God, but faith in morality. That is the second category. Third category is they have faith in morality and faith in God, but their faith in morality is more than faith in God. The third category. Fourth category is impersonalists. Fifth category is polytheists, which means demigod worshippers. And sixth category is dharmadvajis. So don't associate with the six type of people. He is saying they are called non-devotees, he says. Then he says another type of person is a woman, he is saying. Womanly attraction will really degrade one's consciousness. Women are not bad. Women may be very wonderful. But man's attachment to woman is condemned. So, he says that this is two type of association should be avoided. Three sanghi, ek asadhu, Krishna abhakta are. Then he says sangha also means two types of attachments. One attachment is to like assets like the land or gold or bank balance or car or bungalow or place of stay, that kind of assets. Another type of attachment is prejudices, he says. And the prejudices like rajoguna, tamaguna. If some item is in rajoguna, tamaguna, you become attached to it, we are gone because we get pinned down. Then that rajoguna, tamaguna item. So, therefore he says that rajasic, tamasic pravrittis, they very much hamper our chanting and very much hamper our progress in spiritual life. So, therefore those who are sannyasis, like you all know, where generally Gaurakrishna Babaji would chant generally? Toilet. Why he would go to a toilet and chant? Because rich merchants would come wearing gold chains to meet him. Baba, Baba, please give blessing that my business will expand or something like that. He got really fed up because people have a lot of faith in those Babas who have given up everything. Vairagis. They would come for seeking material blessings. So, I have a lot of mails in my box. People write also requesting for blessing their son or daughter going abroad or getting good marks in the exam, and getting placed in a good job, or things like that. So, of course, I will tell them that let them get settled well, and also let them chant Hare Krishna. Krishna Matirastu. I write and send them. So, you will find that people's material priorities, they overtake spiritual priorities, oftentimes. So sometimes if you are a Sadhu Baba, you are often disturbed by material interference by such people. Huh? Because people generally think that here is a person, man of God, you know, he is actually very close to God. He can actually put a word to God. Huh? You know, because he is so close to him, he has given up everything of this world. And he is just a Lord's lotus feet. Yeah. If he looks at us with a loving and affectionate glance, like a blessing he gives, then God will give a sanction. That's the idea many people have. So, therefore, Mahaprabhu, you can imagine, such a great personality. You all know the pastime of Mahaprabhu in Kulinagram, you know, how all the people were taking the dust from the ground and putting on their head. What happened to ground? Big, big holes were dug. Isn't it? See, Mahaprabhu went to that place, Kumarahatta, is the Guru's place. So he took one palm of sand and kept it and was eating a little bit every day and putting on the head. After that, everybody went and dug. Now there is a big, big pond only there now. Isn't it? Following in Mahaprabhu's footsteps. So you can see, many people might be certainly approaching Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the worldly affairs. And Mahaprabhu wanted to bhajan peacefully, without any disturbance. So, we also have to check whether our bhajan is disturbed by worldly-minded people, you know, stealing our time, stealing our energy. Actually, people in the world should also want to perfect the human form of life. For that, they should take help from saintly people. So, Mahaprabhu would not grant an interview, especially to people like the king and the woman. These two associations, he says, Sandarshanam Vishayi Namati Yoshitam Cha Hahanta Hanta Vishabakshanato Apya Sadhu. That verse, he says, Vishayi and Vishayi and Yoshitam. Yeah, Vishayi and Yoshitam. He says, yeah. Tatapi prakare toma karaita madarshana samprati karilate ho dakshina gamana. Please read it. Who has the mic with you?
Still, I would have tried to arrange your interview, but he has recently left to tour South India.
Yeah, correct. So, Raja kahe Jagannatha chadike na gela. Bhatta kahe mahantera ye kalila. See, one beauty of Prataprudra's character is, using Prataprudra, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find certain very fine Vaishnava principles are being taught. I heard in one of the lectures on this topic, Raja kahe Jagannatha chadi kena gela. Why did Lord Chaitanya leave Jagannath? God is here. Why should he go to other place? Like that. So, this is actually neophyte consciousness. Like that I heard in one of the lectures. Why neophyte? Because a person thinks this is holy place. So, you just stay here in the Lord's lotus feet. Just worship him and just be absorbed in spiritual life. So they may not know the importance of leaving a holy place to go out for preaching. Like a Parivrajaka's travel, like Prabhupada left Vrindavan and went to America. Yeah. Of course, Pratapudra will learn these things over a period of time. He will appreciate it more. Similarly, when Pratapudra saw Bengali Vaishnava was coming into Jagannath Puri, they went straight to where first? Gambira. And didn't go to see Jagannath. So he is, and not only that, Mahaprabhu was giving them some Jagannath Prasad, they were eating also. So he was like taken by surprise. First of all, they should go to Jagannath, see Jagannath. They are not going. They should shave their head. They should actually fast also. Yeah, they should fast, but they are eating. They should take a bath. And then Pratapudra, Bhattacharya will explain to him. Actually, this is a different route called Raganuga. There is a spontaneous, there is a regulated, and there is spontaneous devotion. On the platform of spontaneous devotion, one surpasses all the basic rules. If Mahaprabhu himself is calling and giving them, just like once we went to one of the Puri Maharaja's matha. So, Shyamant Prabhu was telling Maharaj that Maharaj actually gave us prasad. He is very, very close to our Prabhupada. Correct, no? So, he gave prasad. We all are keeping in the hand because the deities are open. We thought after the altar closes, we will take. So, Shyamant Prabhu was a senior most devotee. So, he told Maharaj's servant that Prabhu, what time the altar will close? The devotees are holding this thing in the hand. So, he said, no, it will be open now. Another 1 hour, it will be open only. It was a little getting sticky in the hand. And Maharaj was telling, all of you take. He was telling. And everybody was looking at each other. How to take? And then Maharaj immediately understood, oh, you are all Vaishnavas, so you are very sensitive. So you don't want to eat in front of the Lord. But I can tell you, Lord will be very happy if you take. You know, then we all took after that. You know. And then he said, why this rule is made that you should not eat in front of the deity? For us to become conscious of his presence. Now you are already conscious. The Lord is present, we cannot eat. So you can eat. See the logic, amazing logic, no? Of course, it's not that now onwards you can do that. At that moment, he said that the purpose for which all these rules are made, you have already achieved that. You are very conscious. If somebody, as soon as they get prasad in front of the deity, they are putting in the mouth, you have to tell them, hey, you should not eat in front of the deities. But somebody is already holding and feeling uneasy, then he is given special permission, you are saying. So the idea is, in this way you will find, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find Pataprudra, learning from Bhattacharya. Like here also he is saying, Rajakahe Jagannatha Chadi, Rajakahe Jagannatha Chadi Kenagela, Bhattakahe Mahantera, Eye Kalila. This is the pastime of great souls. They will leave Vrindavan and go to America. And they will not stay in Vrindavan where there are 5,000 temples and they will stay in the hippie land. And that is Mahantara Leela. This is the pastime of the great souls. They know why they are doing what they are doing. Because they are not just satisfied. Like Prahlad says, you know, Shoche tatu vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukham. What is the maya sukhaya bharamud bhato muna. He says, one verse he says, you know, when will I return back to your abode? But in this verse he says, you know, how can I leave this place and come to your abode? While all the souls are burning in the fire of samsara, I have to first save them and dispatch them to your abode. Then I will come. This is Mahantara Leela. Such are the pastimes of great personality. Tirtha Pavitra Karite Kare Tirtha Brahmana. Seyichhale Nistaraye Samsarika Jana. Read it. Two things he is saying, yeah. Yes.
Great saints go to holy places of pilgrimage in order to purify them. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting many tirthas and delivering many, many conditioned souls.
Yeah. Actually, there are two things given here. When they visit the tirthas, they purify the tirthas also. Like that verse is not Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swa Antasthena Gadabhrita. What is that verse? Bhavad Vida Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani Swa Antasthena Gadabhrita. Carrying the Lord in the heart, they purify the holy places, he says. Why are the holy places to be purified? Holy places are holy. But they become dumped by blackish, sinful reactions of so many living entities who come and dump them in the holy rivers. But when pure devotees go and take bath in the holy rivers, they nullify. They are like disinfectants. Huh? Like in the morning, you see a man carrying a cylinder with this thing and like that they put one, what do you call that? Is it phenol or Dettol or something? DDT they call it, yeah. DDT or something. So when you put that, the mosquitoes will flee away from that place. They can't stay. They put it in gutters. You know, they put it in the side. Because some people in the side of the road, they pass urine and all, no? So there they put. So on those places, all the bacteria, virus, and they will all flee from there. So just as this medicine, DDT, it disinfects the places, removes the infection. Similarly, the pure Vaishnavas go to holy places and they disinfect the rivers. And they remove all the, you know, sinful reactions. Plus, they also go around traveling in order to deliver many, many conditioned souls. Like Mahaprabhu gave them Mahamantra, giving them the holy name of the Lord. And see, the verse has come here, which just now I told you. Actually, the saints of your caliber, this is told by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Vidura when he arrived at home. You know, because of the purity, their constant companions of the Lord, they are carrying Lord in their heart, so they can purify even the places of pilgrimage, is saying. Vaishnavera yehaya yeka svabhava nishchala deho jivana henahana svatantra ishvara. Yeah, did it?
a Vaishnava travels to places of pilgrimage to purify them and reclaim fallen conditioned souls. This is one of the duties of a Vaishnava. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a living entity, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Consequently, he is fully independent controller, yet in his position as a devotee, he carries out the activities of a devotee.
Actually, he is not obliged to do anything, Supreme Godhead. Nobody can control him, nobody can dictate him, nobody can demand him. You know, he is supremely independent. But now he is playing what role? Devotee role. So, as a pure devotee of the Lord, you know, he travels around distributing mercy to all the suffering souls, purifying all the holy places. So, he is carrying out the activities like that he is doing. Although he is supremely independent, controller. So, this is what I was telling you. Because he says there are many residents in holy places like Radha, Kund and other places and all. But they don't precisely follow the rules and regulations governing living in a sacred place. Like you see what Nalakur Manigrave did in Nandakini Ganga, everybody knows, isn't it? So therefore the holy places are polluted by these people. But exalted devotees have to go to these places to reclaim such persons. That's the business of a Vaishnava. Because Vaishnava is unhappy seeing others mentally enmeshed, he's saying. So he's Supreme Lord, Purnashiddha Nitya Mukta, complete. Something is dominant, okay. राजा कहे तारे तुम्हें याई ते के ने दिले पाया पड़ी यत्न करी के ने ना राखिले ओके ही इज इंडिपेंडेंट लॉर्ड आई एग्री एंड ही हैज टू प्यूरिफाई द होली प्लेस ही हैज टू गो बट व्हाई डिड यू अलाउ हिम टू गो इफ यू पाया पड़ी इफ यू फेल एट हिज फीट एंड यू मेड एन एफर्ट टू होल्ड हिम बैक यू वुड हैव स्टेड बैक इजंट इट यू नो बिकॉज इफ मेनी वैष्णवास पुट प्रेशर on Mahaprabhu to stay back, like yourself, you would have stayed back and we would have had his association, all of us, like that he is saying. So, of course, all Vaishnavas tried to hold Mahaprabhu. Whenever Mahaprabhu said, I want to go out, so they all became silent and morose. Initially, they were giving reasons. They were giving, you know, there is a Dola Yatra coming, Rath Yatra coming, Vasant Panchami coming, Hera Panchami coming, different things they were saying. But then afterwards, everything, they ran out of ideas. After that, Mahaprabhu said, now I have to go now. So the Vaishnavas became very morose and silent. Mahaprabhu understood they are unhappy about my leaving, but I can't avoid going. It's my duty to preach. So early morning, he left Mahaprabhu, one of the days like that. So the king asked, why did you allow him to leave? You should have fallen at his feet, lotus feet, and kept him here. But Acharya kahe taho, तेहो स्वयं ईश्वर स्वतंत्र भट्टाचार्य कहे तेहो स्वयं ईश्वर स्वतंत्र साक्षात श्री कृष्ण तेहो नहे परतंत्र ही सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड श्री कृष्ण ही इज नॉट अंडर एनीवन्स कंट्रोल हाउ कैन यू आर मी होल्ड हिम बैक ही सुप्रीम इंडिपेंडेंट. So therefore, even when we speak to Krishna's very advanced devotees like our spiritual masters and all, sometimes we can, they may ask us a topic, we may propose a topic, and they may speak on it or they may not. But whenever we give a topic, what we say, if it pleases you, you may speak on this topic. If it pleases you can stay in that devotee's home. If it pleases you, and on the way to that particular devotee's program, we could visit one more a devotee on the way, we can do that. So if it pleases you, you could stay here for a couple of days more. That's how we say it. Because nobody can control them. What happens to pure devotees, they are also very similar to Krishna in one sense because they have no desires. Correct, no? And they have no any big preferences. No? And therefore, the word yadricha is used in Bhagavatam many places. Once Narada Muni was wandering without any work, it says, you know, you think really there is no work. There is so much work to be done for preaching. Without any work means at that time there was no candidate willing to get preached. That is the meaning of without work. As soon as they get the candidate, there is work immediately. Correct, no? So, therefore they are independent. Like Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan. Now somebody may argue, see, he was going to Vrindavan, then why is he going to Ramkeli? You can't ask him. He is an independent Lord, Supreme Lord. Because there he found two very good candidates to preach. So he went there, isn't it? they can change their plan also. Why they are changing their plan? Like that he's saying. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. He stayed also. Yeah. ततापि राखिते तारे बहु यत्न कैलो ईश्वरे स्वतंत्र इच्छा राखिते नारिलो या
स्टिल आई एंडेवर्ड वेरी हार्ड टू कीप हिम हियर बट बिकॉज ही इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड कंप्लीटली इंडिपेंडेंट आई वॉज नॉट सक्सेसफुल
राजा कहे बट तुम्हें विघ्न शिरोमणि तुमि तारे कृष्ण कह ताते सत्यमानी या हियर कम्स अनदर थिंग सी थ्री थिंग्स फर्स्ट ही सेड यू नो द भगवद्गीता भागवत तीर्थ बुद्ध सांगो दैट वाज वन ऑफ द थीम्स दैट ही इज ट्रैवलिंग आउट फॉर डिलीवरिंग कंडीशन सोल्स एंड प्यूरिफाइंग द होली प्लेसेस एंड द नेक्स्ट थिंग दैट केम वाज अबाउट व्हाई डिडंट यू होल्ड हिम बैक एंड फर्दर ही सेड द ग्रेट सोल्स आर लाइक इंडिपेंडेंट And nobody can control them. And because, you know, they are directly guided by the Lord. You know, like Ramananda Rai, when he came to meet Mahaprabhu in Gambira, Mahaprabhu said, hey, why are you coming here, Ramananda? You are supposed to go and take darshan of Jagannath. He said, my dear Lord, my mind is like a chariot. And the wheels of my chariot are dragging me towards Gambira. What can I do? Like that he is saying. See, generally, if we say like that, that means speculation. Correct, no? If somebody says, hey, why didn't you come for the class today? Probably my mind was telling me to sleep. No? Yeah. That is actually called the what? Speculation, whimsical behavior, correct, no? But Ramananda Rai, such a sweet relation he has with the Lord, you know, intimate relation. He says, my dear Lord, the chariot of my mind dragged me towards Gambira. I wanted to go to Jagannath, but I couldn't. Because my mind said, you are here. You know, how can I couldn't resist my, what do you call it? My enthusiasm or eagerness to see you. Therefore, I have come to see you. Now, I will go and take darshan of Jagannath. After that, he says. So, what we learned from this Ramananda statement, the pure devotees are like autopiloted by the Lord. They are actually moved practically, you know, just like if you have a magnet below and in a paper you put some iron filings, you move it. All the iron filings move, you have seen that. So, pure devotees are like that. And new desires come in their heart, impelled by Krishna. And when they exhibit those desires, those people who are around them, they just try to give shape to those desires. And then a big movement like ISKCON comes up, you see. So, therefore one should know, Bhattacharya said, hey, don't underestimate either Lord Krishna or his pure devotees. Huh? They have a compass in their heart, which is always leaning towards Krishna's desire. Huh? Like our compass in this world always is in which direction? True north. Similarly, the pure devotee's compass is always exactly matching with Krishna's will. In anywhere you try to drag him here, there, it will go like that, whatever is Krishna's will. Therefore, because they are guided by Krishna's will, we cannot control them. If we try to control them, we will become a laughing stock. Therefore, we don't try to control them. So, that was one lesson we learned. Now, the third, another point is coming here. This is a very important point. How we should develop a firm faith in the scriptures. And in Acharyas. So it's a very, very powerful point is coming now. The king is saying, read it. Yeah.
The king said, Bhattacharya, you are the most learned and experienced person I know. Therefore, when you address Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Krishna, I accept this as the truth.
He developed a firm faith. Just like Arjuna says, no? Sarvametat aritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava. Nahite Bhagavan Jaktim Vidur Devana Dana Vaha. He says, you know, Ahustvam Rishayahas Sarve Devarishir Naradastatha Asito Devalo Vyaso Svayam Chaiva Bravishime. He says, you know, my dear Krishna, not only you claim to be God, you know, all the rishis like Devala, Asita, Narada, Devarishi, they are all calling you to be God. And he says that I accept it, all of it as true. Sarvam etha ritam manye is saying. Nahite Bhagavan Jaktim. Actually, even devatas cannot know you. Vidur deva na dana baha. Asuras and devas can't even know you. Who am I? I am a kshudra jeev, ordinary human. So, actually, this is a very big topic, but at least a little bit we should talk about it. that how our senses are imperfect, how we are tiny jivas. If Muhyanti Atsureha, if devatas can be put to illusion, bewilderment, as ordinary human being, what is our power? Then Prabhupada also says one should not have stubborn obstinacy in accepting that. Stubborn obstinacy means no adamantly thinking that I know everything. Actually, once somebody asked my spiritual master, you are all worshipping this Murti. What is this Murti? Really hears what you are praying and eats what you are feeding? And I asked. So Maharaj was telling, you see, Madhvacharya worshipped Udupi Krishna. Lord Chaitanya worshipped Jagannath. Shankaracharya worshipped in four places, Badrikashram and Puri and Kanchipuram and Dwaraka. He established four deities, Shankaracharya. And Ramanacharya worshipped Srirangam, Ranganathji, as well as Melukottai, also, you know, Selva, Narayanan, and Kanchipuram also, so Vardraj. So Maharaj was, after saying all these things, Maharaj said, all great acharyas are worshipping, they are all pure devotees. So we are simply following in their footsteps, very simple. Mahajano, Yana Sapanta. So, and they are attracting millions of people in the whole creation, not for, you know, 1 or 2 years. Even after 1,000 years, Ramanuja still has such an impact in the world. So should we take their word seriously, or a modern man is putting his hand in the pocket and saying, is God really listening? You know, should we take him seriously? Just see the weight of authority, you know, there is no match to it. Like the weight of the Vedic authority, the weight of the Acharya's authority coming in the line. So therefore one should always think like this. The king says, you are a great Acharya, you are the Rajapurohit here. I mean, you are Rajaguru here and many years, and you are deeply learned. And you are like a, see why the Simhasana is offered to Acharya like Prabhupada. They are like a lion. Lion is the king of the whole jungle, yeah. And they are indefeatable. In the Tattva, you all know that Uttamadhikari means he is so deeply learned that he can quote the scriptural, appropriate scriptural statements and defeat all illusion, cut it into pieces. So, like Pratapurudra is accepting, we should learn the art of accepting the truth, coming in the line. Read this, very important purport.
This is the way to advance in spiritual science. One must accept the words of an Acharya, a bona fide spiritual master, to clear the path for spiritual advancement. This is the secret of success. However, one's guide must be a spiritual master who is actually an unalloyed devotee, strictly following. Strictly following the instructions of the previous Acharya without deviation. Whatever the spiritual master says must be accepted by the disciple. Only then is success certain. This is the Vedic system. Sarvam Bhattacharya was a Brahmana and a realized soul, whereas Pratap Rudra was a Kshatriya. Kshatriya kings used to obey very faithfully the orders of learned Brahmanas and saintly persons, and in this way they would rule their country. Similarly, Vaishyas used to follow the king's orders, and Shudras used to serve the three higher castes. In this way, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras used to live cooperatively, performing their respective duties. Consequently, society was peaceful and people were able to discharge the duties of Krishna consciousness. Thus, they were happy in this life and able to return home back to Godhead.
Yeah. So, Prabhupada is saying how the whole society functioned in the Vedic times. I was recently hearing about this, that in countries like West, if you see, if a lady is impregnated and a man runs away irresponsibly, then the child becomes dependent on the mother, and the mother becomes dependent on the government, Prabhupada says. So Prabhupada says that, you know, government has to spend on her, and there are a lot, good number of people. Many countries give compensation for such ladies, and they have 3 children, 4 children, and for the mother as well as children, they have to give if she doesn't have a job. But in India, that system is not there. Government doesn't give support to such people. Why? Because the family unit of husband, wife, children, and the man's mother and father. This is called one family. The family is like, you know, it's like one unit. Every family takes care of itself. That is the Indian system. You will see, as soon as a man has a wife and child, humanity takes care. And he also takes care of the mother and father. So government has no anxiety. So this is Vedic system, the amazing model. You make one small unit, like that you make millions of units in your country. And every unit is self-sufficient, correct, no? It takes care of itself. But if this kind of culture, Vedic culture, is not there, then the man is not responsible for his wife or the children. So he leaves and goes away, then the burden comes on the government, Prabhupada says. So you can see how powerful the Vedic system is. Now, in the same manner, a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra will always listen to the words of Brahmana, yeah. Now, Brahma, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, they will listen to the words of Sannyasi. And the Sannyasis, a group of Sannyasis, they will always listen to the words of Paramahamsa, Paramahamsa devotee. Yeah. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this. Chakravarti Thakur quotes this. He says, and the Paramahamsa, he follows whose words? Brajavasi's words. So Brajavasi is a guru of Paramahamsa also. Like that Chakravarti Thakur says, one of his purports says this. In this way you will find all are aligned in the line. And now the king is a Kshatriya, so he will follow the advice of a Brahmana. He will not act independently. So the truth is handed down in this manner, and there is a very stern, staunch faith, due to which the whole society is completely peaceful and aligned, and everybody goes ahead. Punarapi hantara haila agamana vekavara dekikari safalanayana. Yeah.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns, I wish to see him just once in order to make my eyes perfect.
Again, he's expressing his desire to meet Mahaprabhu. At least, if I can't meet him, at least I can see him, he says. Yeah. So, one more example came to my mind. When Narada told Indra and all the demigods that Kayadu is pregnant, but her child is not a Rakshasa. Her child is a Mahabhagavad devotee. Immediately, Indra, my lord, Indra and all the demigods, they circumambulated and they bowed down, offered obeisances, here is the Mahabhagavad devotee. And they immediately accepted the word of Narada and they left that place. So, this is another example of how much the authority was taken very seriously. In the Vedic times, if somebody has told that authoritative words were taken, like Lord Ramachandra is glorified for, sticking to the Pitruvachan. At one time when Bharat went, Bharat told Ram that see, the three widowed mothers have come, and they have been brought by Vasishtha. So Vasishtha Muni is our family guru. He is requesting you to come back, and Kaikeyi herself has come. All the three mothers are telling you to come back. But Lord Ram says, oh, but before the passing away, our father had a desire that I should go to forest for 14 years. So Pitruvachan cannot be broken. So he sticks to that very strictly. So you will see that how, the Vedic times, the words of, like a father or a superior or a guru, was taken in a very serious spirit, very, very serious manner. Once a word is given, therefore we say, pranabijaya, vasanajaya. What is the second name? Ragukula? Sadachari means good behavior. Raghuvamsha. From Raghuvamsha it's coming like that. Yeah. So from Raghuvamsha it's coming in such a manner that, people would even let life go, but they will not leave the promise made. Similarly, here you find he immediately accepts the verdict of Bhattacharya. Similarly, Arjuna accepts the verdict of Krishna. So if you look in the Shastra, you find many examples like this. Someone accepting someone's authority. Actually, our authority is based on three things. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, like a tripod. It's called check and balance system. Bhattacharya kahete ho asi be alpakale rahite tare ekastana chahiye virale. Very soon Mahaprabhu is returning to Puri and he requires a place to stay. That means he's giving him a seva opportunity now. Telling him. He says, I wish to have a nice place ready for him, a place that is solitary and peaceful. See, because if you are staying in a very solitary place, then it will be deep in the jungle and it may not have access. Like for example, if you are staying in the main road, a lot of buses are going back and forth. Correct? It's very noisy. But if you go to a very remote place, then access and approachability to the market and everything becomes difficult. So he actually wants a place where Mahaprabhu will feel the peace and will be solitary, still reaching Jagannath temple should be very near. He is asking, which is the place? Thakure Ranikata Arahaibe Nirjane. Emata Nirnayakari Deha Yekastane. See what he says here. This is what I was telling now. Chaitanya residence should be very secluded, but at the same time, it also should be near temple of Jagannath. Yeah. Like, you know, when you all go for yatra, you like to stay near the pandal or far away from the pandal? How many of us like to stay near the pandal? But the noise will be the kirtan noise, no problem. For some people, it's not a problem. Near the pandal, they can cut, they can immediately come and go. Some families have small babies, they say, we don't mind staying a little away. Here, the light is on, noise is on all the time. So, therefore, you will find Pratapadhar later on also, for the devotees, he tells his assistants, every devotee has a specific need. Accordingly, give them accommodations. Wherever they desire, give them accommodation. Like that he says, he's very sensitive to the desires of the devotees. Here also, our Bhattacharya is telling him, Mahaprabhu's place should be secluded, little secluded. Like we have one of our yogas, I think, was our voices, which is inside a lane. And it is so calm. And then when you just come out of the lane, big noise on the main road. Main road, things are moving and everything. So market is very near, but it is also secluded. So I told them, morning program is so nice. No disturbance for the japa. Whereas some voices are right on the main road. Even in the night when you lie down, zoom, 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 buses are going. Raja kahe aiche kashi mishrera bhavana. Thakure ranikatahaya paramanirjana.
The king replied, Kashi Mishra's house is exactly what you require. It is near the temple and is very secluded, calm and quiet.
Her intelligent king spotted out immediately.
Yetaka hi raja rahe utkantita hayya. Bhattacharya Kashi Mishra kahila asiya.
So, the king became very anxious for the Lord to return. That means eagerness to receive the Lord, feeling separation from him. Bhattacharya went to Kashi Mishra to convey the king's desire.
Kashi Mishra kahe ami bada bhagyavan. Mor agrihe prabhu padera habe avastan.
Oh, how fortunate I am. Mahaprabhu will come and stay in my home. His lotus feet will stay in my house. I have become an extremely blessed person, he is saying. And in this purport, Prabhupada will explain about Prabhupada. We will discuss it in the next class. Because this is an important purport. Prabhupada will illustrate about what is Prabhupada. Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also called by the name Prabhupada. So we will discuss it in the next class. Verse number 10.23 onwards. We will start in the next class. Shri Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.